Joining us now in studio right now is Chris Hand. Chris, thank you very much for sitting through that as a Canadian citizen.
I'm actually American, so my idea of government is even more frightening than yours.
Well, you know what? It's all your fault then. Because we as Canadians...
I voted. I didn't vote for any of them. And at which point, to me, it's the idea is that no government is good. And at which point, the less that I have to deal with them, the better I am.
Hey, the Canadian nation didn't even exist until the American Civil War ended. It was 2 years after that Civil War ended that we finally decided, all right, well, why don't we make our own country over here? And ever since then, it's been hot and cold. I've always thought that Canada has had the opportunity to actually be a voice of reason to the United States. But what I've seen in the last couple of years is that the United States is busy corrupting Canada, and Canada is letting itself be corrupted.
To me, it's as I said, no government is a good government, and it doesn't matter what the country is. Nationalism, it's a whole different ball of wax. It's ugly, it's nasty, it's bad, and yeah, the...
So do we have sympathy for the devil then?
Thank you very much for the lead in. It's the sympathy for the devil at the Musée d'Art Contemporain, which I'd love to talk about, which is also... Yeah, has absolutely nothing to do with anything government and stuff like that. It's just a whack of pretty stuff, or some pretty stuff that is, yeah, good. Although the thing that I'm always confused about it by, or what I'm confused specifically about this show, is that there's a whole lot of duplication going on. It's right now we have two museums in town which are showing the exact same pieces of art. And I'm saying, hello, this is not supposed to be happening. Normally, if you have two museums, they show different stuff. But at the Musée des Beaux-Arts, they have the Warhol show. And at the Warhol show, they have his screen tests of the Velvet Underground, Sympathy for the Devil, which is a show based on music and the intersection of music and visual arts, also has Andy Warhol's screen tests for the Velvet Underground in there. There's also Rodney Graham, a piece by him called Awakening, which showed at the museum, I think it was 2 years ago, and a whole bunch of other stuff was just sort of flips back on itself, and it's almost like going into this sort of vortex or time warp, or Ouroboros is the circle of the snake eating its tail, and so on, that just everything, yeah, everything is old is new again, the same over and over and over, the same
so
old, same old.
Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, yeah. That sort of idea?
No, actually, they just picked up on the title for it because it is a much more catchy title and a catchy tune, shall we say. It was hilarious at the opening to see Shom actually sponsoring the Musée d'Art Contemporain.
Because that's what I saw. Yeah. I saw a little snippet and the description was going to be how art has been influenced by rock music.
Mm-hmm.
And was that just to placate the sponsor? Or was that actually the exhibit?
It depends on what your definition of rock music is. It's the sort of thing where Christian Markley has a piece there called, most of his pieces are called Untitled, where he's laid down records on the floor that you can walk on. And some of them are rock and roll records, some of them are easy listening records, and so on. It is a loose term that effectively, to me, it's more how contemporary music has affected contemporary art. Mm-hmm. And there, that being said, though, there are some spectacular things in there that are just absolutely wonderful and amazing and worth more than the price of admission to go see, with my favorite being the piece that is on the invitation, that is on the poster, that is on the advertisement, which is by this guy Jim Lambie, and it's called The Birds, and basically he's taken this plaster cast of a falcon. It looks vaguely like the Maltese falcon, but it's much, much larger. It's about 4 feet high, and it's resting on a pedestal of aerosol cans, and it's basically he's just dumped paint over it and over it and over it, so it looks extremely psychedelic and very, very bright, in your face, and lots of fun. It's then also installed in a room that has three other pieces of his, one of them being called Pinball Wizard, which is basically electric tape, but psychedelic blue and psychedelic pink electric tape that is then put on in a circular pattern on the floor. So it's you walk into the room and suddenly you get very, very, very dizzy.
So like the casino.
Pretty much, yes, although it's in a museum context. And then, yes, the discussion of rock and roll music. It's Funkadelic, to me, is a great band and a wonderful band. I wouldn't exactly call them rock and roll. There, they actually have the original covers by Pedro Bell from the Electric Spanking of War Babies.
Funkadelic, was that George Clinton's
yes,
band?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And there, it's his initial cover, his initial drawing for the cover, then got censored because it was way too risque, and so they have the three versions that he came out with, and to see them in life size as opposed to just everybody talks about how the demise of the record cover is like 12 inches square down to a CD which is 5.5 inches square. In actual fact, the originals by Pedro Bell for this LP were 4 feet square, and it's just they are so detailed it is mind-blowing.
Wow. There is this there's this fellow who looks like Jimi Hendrix, who stands where the Tam Tams are in front of the statue.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, when there's nobody around, he brings out his electric guitar and his amp, mm-hmm. and he just stands in front of the statue, looking right down the Marianne or whatever mm-hmm. that, or whatever that street is, right through Fletcher's Field, and he just blasts his electric guitar and he starts doing his head, and he's got the full getup. It could be Jimmy and. Is that the type of thing that we're seeing at this Sympathy for the Devil concert?
It is not exactly in terms of...
I love that guy, by the way.
It sounds wonderful. I will have to check it out, although normally I avoid the Tam Tams as much
There's
as possible.
There's no telling when he's going to be there. He chooses to be there Tuesday night at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. He'll go there Tuesday. Like.
But it is in terms of... It isn't a straight reading of rock and roll music. It's more in terms of, these are how... contemporary artists deal with music, with Christian Markley being the easy example. He's like poster child for it. He actually has three pieces where he's taken record covers and then sort of put them together as puzzle pieces, so you get an entire body. So he's got one which has a headshot, which is the Madonna record, her first one, and then he has a...
Like those fold-over books.
Yes, except it's three different covers. So it's Madonna, it's Motley Crue, and Journey.
The Beatles. Mm-hmm. The Beatles actually put out one record that had a cover like that, where you could fold over, you could have the torso of John on the face mm-hmm. of Ringo,
this is three separate covers that are put together as opposed to just one.
But it's the whole pop art thing.
Yes,
it's sort of like a throwback to those days in when, you know, I hate to say when music inspired us. But
there's still very good music coming out.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think so. But in those days, you had that juxtaposition of music on top of art, art underneath and on top of music. Does it still exist today?
Yes, to me, it definitely does. It's all over the place. And, I respectfully disagree with you 100%. You're sounding like a fuddy-duddy now.
Excellent. I'm gonna have to go eat my figgy pudding all by myself in the corner. But very, very quickly, because Jazz Amok is coming up
next. This show goes through until January. It's at the Musée d'Art Contemporain, which is at the corner of Bloor and St. Catherine, 185 St. Catherine West. And it costs $8 to get in, although the best bargain of the century is if you buy what they call their wired card, which is $10, gets you into the museum as many times as you want for an entire year.
Excellent. The Marché Papier at Square?
That I can tell you about next week. It was an interesting experience.
Excellent. Thank you very much for the roundup this morning and our arts discussion.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Very, very good denouement after all the...
The government is bad.
All the government stuff that we talked to and about today. I'd like to thank all our guests on the program.